There is good news and bad news today about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. First, the good. Medicare says the drug program has reached its enrollment goal of 30 million people. The bad news is that as many as 500,000 of them are getting letters warning they may soon be dropped from the program. NPR's Julie Rovner explains.
Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt spoke to reporters in a teleconference from California, where he's attending a sign-up event for the new drug plan. He said the administration had established as a goal having between 28 and 30 million of Medicare's 43 million beneficiaries getting drug benefits this year.
Today I'm announcing that we've surpassed that goal and that there are now more than 30 million beneficiaries covered, and we still have 25 more days to go.
That would be 25 days until May 15th, when enrollment is set to close for the year. Between 6 and 8 million Medicare beneficiaries have yet to sign up, and if they miss the deadline, they'll have to pay higher premiums when enrollment resumes for coverage starting next January. A growing chorus of lawmakers has been urging that this year's enrollment deadline be extended, but Leavitt maintained the administration's opposition.
Government actuaries have notified us that if we don't have a deadline, fewer people will sign up. People need a deadline, and it's working.
Those who want the deadline extended point to the tremendous complexity of the program. They also got some ammunition this week. Hundreds of thousands of those who have signed up got a dunning letter from their drug plan in the past week. The letter says their premiums are overdue, and if they don't pay up, they'll be disenrolled from the program at the end of May. But the overdue payments aren't the patient's fault. Medicare and Medicaid Administrator Mark McClellan said part of the problem is a backlog at the Social Security Administration. It's supposed to deduct the drug benefit premiums from Medicare beneficiaries' Social Security checks if they select that option.
At this point, Social Security is handling withholding for well over 3 million beneficiaries. And as we said from the start, there's a bit of a lag between the time when the beneficiary enrolls and the time when the withholding starts.
Anywhere between 60 and 90 days, officials say. But Jacqueline Kosikoff, CEO of the drug programs run by insurance giant United Healthcare, said the letters United sent out didn't go to those who asked for their premiums to be withheld by Social Security.
We very carefully eliminated from the letters we sent anyone who had signed up for the Social Security withhold because, as far as we're concerned, they're not delinquent.
Rather, said Kosikoff, the letters were sent out as part of a process of trying to straighten out United's enrollment lists.
And as part of cleaning up that process, we also wanted to reach out to our members and make sure that if they think they're enrolled and they should be paying premiums and we haven't seen it, they're not sending it to the wrong address, that they think they're in the Social Security program and they aren't, etc.
People who get the letters should call their drug plans or Medicare. Many are also calling senior health insurance counseling programs like the New York-based Medicare Rights Center. MRC President Bob Hayes says his staff has been swamped with calls from frantic seniors.
We have basically been just trying to calm people down and let them know that, once again, this is another kind of mistake made either by the federal government or by the insurance companies or both.
United's Kosikoff insists no one will be dropped from her plans over a misunderstanding, but Hayes says this latest snafu underscores an ongoing problem with the program.
Every day there's another trapdoor that people with Medicare are falling through. It's such a complex castle of cards. This design of the drug benefit has become that inevitably, week after week, we're going to have another crisis, another scary moment for people. And at the end of the day, people are not getting the drug support that they need.
Whatever Congress decides to do about the deadline, the ultimate referendum on the program will come from the voters in November. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.